Jonathan stood up. He seemed for all the world to be unfazed by what he had just heard, and he would conduct a gallant cross, I knew. But something had obviously changed in the courtroom. The atmosphere was electric. It was as if we had all just decided something. You could read it in the faces of the jurors and Judge French. You could hear it in the supreme quiet of the crowd. Jacob was not going to walk out of that courtroom. Not out the front door, anyway. The excitement was a mix of relief. Everyone's doubts were resolved at last about whether Jacob did it and whether he would get away with it, and palpable eagerness for revenge. The rest of the trial would only be details, formalities, tying up loose ends. Even my friend Ernie, the court officer, looked at Jacob with a wary eye, assessing how he would react to the handcuffs. But Jonathan seemed not to notice the drop in air pressure. He moved to the lectern and slipped on the half glasses he wore on a chain around his neck and began to take it apart piece by piece. "These things you've told us about, they bothered you, but not so much that you broke off your friendship with Jacob."
"No.
In fact, you two continued to be friends for days and even weeks after the murder, isn't that right?"
"Yes."
"Isn't it true that you even went to Jacob's house after the murder?"
"Yes."
"So it's fair to say that you weren't too sure at the time that Jacob really was the murderer."
"Yeah, that's right."
"Because you wouldn't want to remain friends with a murderer, of course."
"No, I guess not."
"Even after you posted that message on Facebook where you accused Jacob of the murder, you still remained friends with him. You still remained in contact, still hung around?"
"Yes."
"Were you ever afraid of Jacob?"
"No."
"Did he ever threaten or intimidate you in any way, or lose his temper at you?"
"No."
"Isn't it true that it was your parents who told you you couldn't stay friends with Jacob? That you never decided to stop being friends with Jacob?"
"Kind of."
Jonathan backed off, sensing Derek beginning to hedge, and he moved to a new topic. "The day of the murder, you said you saw Jacob before school and again in English class right after school started?"
"Yes."
"But there was no indication that he had been involved in any kind of struggle?"
"No."
"No blood?"
"Just the little spot on his hand."
"No scratches, no torn clothes, nothing like that, no mud?"
"No."
"In fact, it never even occurred to you, looking at Jacob in English class that morning, that he might have been involved in anything on the way to school?"
"No."
"When you later came to the conclusion that Jacob might have committed the murder, as you suggested here, did you take that into account? That after a bloody, fatal knife attack, Jacob somehow emerged without a drop of blood on him, without so much as a scratch? Did you think about that, Derek?"
"Kind of."
"Kind of?"
"Yes."